Exodus chapter 20. Then God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourselves a graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, and showing steadfast love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you, or your son, or your daughter, or your male servant, or your female servant, or your livestock, or the resident foreigner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land the Lord your God gives you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his maid servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Then all the people observed the thunderings and lightnings, and the sound of the ram's horn, and the mountain smoking, and when the people saw it, they trembled and stood at a distance. So they said to Moses, You speak to us, and we will listen, but do not let God speak with us, or we will die. Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid, for God has come to prove you, that his fear may be upon you, so that you do not sin. But the people stood at a distance, and Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. Then the Lord said to Moses, Tell this to the Israelites. You have seen for yourselves that I spoke with you from heaven. You shall not make any gods of silver alongside me. You shall not make for yourselves idols of silver or gold. You shall not make an altar of earth for me, and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings, and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I cause my name to be remembered, I will come to you, and I will bless you. But if you make an altar of stone, you shall build it of uncut stones. For if you use a tool on it, you have profaned it. You shall not go up steps to my altar, so that your nakedness is not exposed on it.